Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you. And how you be at 6:42 and 10 seconds to go right along with it on a rainout. On a rainout Monday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666 for a rainout Monday, 3.5 hour cruise, right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City.
In New York City, people have a choice of several arteries of transportation. Certainly the most important means within the city is the subway.
This is a Woodlawn bound 4 train. The next stop is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
The New York City subway has been immortalized in songs like Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train.
This is my stop. You think about it, okay?
40 more stops, the man is right again.
Hey, you guys, train's right over there.
Can we stop for a minute?
Almost any section of the city is within easy walking distance of a subway station.
I'm checking the passages, getting on and off.
Uh-huh.
Front and back.
Yeah.
Shutting the doors. And the doors are closed. Now I'm checking my indicator lights to make sure all the doors are locked. I remove my switch key, go back out the window for a distance of 3 car lengths to make sure no one's being dragged.
And by subway, one can travel to most points in the city.
This is a Flushing Main Street bound 7 express train.
The next stop is Mets Willets Point.
For nearly a century now, that famous hole in the ground has reflected the high ambition and frantic pace of the mighty metropolis it serves.
New York, like all progressive cities, is studying and planning today to provide the arteries for tomorrow, through which flow the lifeblood of the city.
And unfortunately for all of us on both sides of the microphone, there will be no game tonight. And why did they wait so long to call the game? And that is really seriously so the question as we speak right now. And there is no sensible or logical reason. Major League Baseball wants to play games no matter what Mother Nature has to say about any given day or night. And here they go about waiting and then calling the game at 6:38 when they could have done it 15 minutes ago or an hour ago or 2 hours ago. When will Major League Baseball and all the teams that make up Major League Baseball think of the fans instead of themselves? And of course, you can make the argument that they called the game maybe more so because players could get hurt swimming in the outfield going after a fly ball. But the fans, never mind about the fans who are made to feel just, and if you're a fan on your way to the game or you're already there because the Yankees opened up the gates at 5 o'clock this afternoon, you can feel had. And it's not just the Yankees, it's Major League Baseball and all the teams that make up Major League Baseball, regardless of your convenience, regardless of the weather, they're going to try and get a game in and you into the ballpark to buy the food and drink the drinks and then go home without the game you wanted to see. Absolutely outrageous. Absolutely disgusting. We are the Northeast. All this rain, we must refrain. Doesn't it boggle the brain? So what's the use to complain? We are the Northeast. Brett Gardner, what a cut up. Aaron Hicks with his stick. Yesterday, Tarply. Tonight, the Tarp. Dee Dee and CeCe, so-so. The Yankees on Sunday come from behind after looking against Toronto and Cleveland like a horse's behind. The Yankees are telling that Dellen may have some swelling. With all their money, the Yankees need to get richer by adding a pitcher. We are the Northeast. The Viking God, looking like he should be cut from the squad, goes out against the Rockettes and becomes the lightning rod. And what was seen on Saturday? Matt's more like it. Was that Alonzo with a triple? Well, it wasn't that simple. Of course, there is Jacob with the ideal makeup. And behind the plate catching him, a little bit of a shakeup. Frazier, you'd wager, might later on labor. But for now, in favor, playing so much greater. We are the Northeast. Or maybe I should say because of later on tonight, we are the North. You can only imagine how uncomfortable it might be to swallow your pride and your mouthpiece at the same time. The third quarter doesn't belong to them anymore, does it? No, it doesn't. Eyewitnesses reported that Iguodala actually had his eyes open when he hit that game winner in game two. And if he doesn't hit that game winner in game two and they go into overtime and lose, Jurassic Park might tonight be having a parade instead of a game five. Oh, but wait, here is some breaking news. Look out. Kevin Durant comes back tonight, and I'm sure he won't be rusty. I'm sure he'll be in game shape. Kevin Durant comes back tonight. But Kawhi Leonard has been there all along, hasn't he? And was that Leonard scoring 17 in that third quarter the other night? It was. It was, wasn't it, all Leonard? In that third period, he right now is the best player in this series. And you can make the argument, and it would be an accurate argument to make, he's been the best player in the NBA playoffs so far. I think we would all agree on that. Did we just see another turnover? And did we see, was that an air ball from the mouthpiece? Did we just see... From Thompson with his feet of clay, catch, shoot, and miss another shot and another assignment. Oh, look out, Olay with the defense during crunch time. Oh, Canada, the Raptors home in their native land, and true Raptors love in all of us command. With glowing hearts, we see them rise, hoping all hit their stride. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee, hoping the Raptors make all their threes. They shake and they bake with Drake. Will tonight probably give and take. And who isn't hoping and wishing they make few mistakes?
Gotta keep some focus and improve on some things and make some adjustments and do the work.
You know, we were two games away, four games away. It doesn't matter until you get that fourth win. You know, we just have to stay confident in ourselves, be patient, don't try to rush things, and see how it plays out.
Pull up jumper, Kawhi, busted inside the arc from 19 feet. Raptors Raptor fans are buzzing in the Bay as Toronto leads by 13.
I'm detecting a little bit of panic in Golden State right now.
It's one of those nights where you play a lot of energy and start to build momentum, and the wheels fall off a little bit.
Fred VanVleet, a triple is good from the east side. Freddie VanVleet has the Raptors leading now by 15.
We look forward to playing another basketball game in an exciting atmosphere and the ultimate test, NBA Finals. So I think we look at it as a challenge.
Dribble drive into the lane. Lowry kicks into the near corner to Kawhi Leonard. Busted. East side three from the corner. The Raptors are up 16. Dribble drive to the far side. Finds Siakam in the lane. What a pass from Kyle to put Toronto up 12. Ticks down the final few seconds as the Toronto Raptors have won Game 4 of the NBA Finals. They lead the Warriors 3-1.
Our collective IQ, our experience, and our demeanor has been good. But so far, they've gone in after games and talked about continuing to work and improve.
And the Toronto Raptors head home, a chance to win the title in Canada for the first time in franchise history, for the first time in NBA history.
We are the Northeast, and tonight some of us in the Northeast will be rooting for those who like to say we are the North.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.